News for Amazon sellers who like to use coupons. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this video, I'm going to walk you through a recent change that Amazon has made. Starting March 12th, 2024, coupons will be subject to a new pricing requirement as we continue to improve coupons' experience to build customers' trust and, in turn, an even better selling experience for you. Spoiler alert, they're making it harder. Coupons are still required to have a discount percentage between 5 and 50%. So far, so good. Products will also be required to have a sales history before they are eligible to run and use a promotional price lower than either the was price or the recent low price. So I'm going to break this down and explain what that means. If a product's price or discount doesn't meet these requirements, it won't be eligible for a coupon until all of the requirements have been met. So if you receive a coupon error message, you can take the following actions. Price history issue to make this product eligible. Create a sales history by selling more products to build the was price. So for example, if you're trying to load and launch a new product and you want to sell it at $20 and it's never sold for anything greater than $20, and you try and make a coupon for 5% or greater, it will not work. So this is going to affect price launch strategies. I have a really good guide on how I recommend doing price on launch. Go to myamazonguy.com/price. And basically, I don't recommend using coupons to begin with. Just have a low price, 50% below the target price. So if you want to sell your item at $20, launch it at $10. And over 8 weeks, you're going to incrementally increase the price, starting at 10%, then another 5, et cetera, until you get to 10, and then finally target price. And I have found this to be the most successful strategy. You can look at Zule Kitchen. They launch several number one bestsellers in home goods, and they did this exact strategy, except more aggressive, not less aggressive. They kept the price low for like 18 months and took a loss. Making millions of dollars. You want to see more about that pricing video, click here or at the end of the video where we cover that and break that down. So with this in mind, that's the price history issue. Increased discount error. Make sure your promotion price is lower than the was price or the recent lowest price to make this product eligible. So they're going to be looking at time periods. Let's see if I can find it. I want to say it was like an average over the last 90 days. I'm not sure where I read that. I don't see it here. Maybe it's this button. I'll click into that. But essentially, if you have a was price or you're trying to run a coupon and you're trying to make it look like a coupon, but last month you had the price lower than the coupon, that's also going to flag and cause an error and prevent you from doing it. So not only do you have to have history, but you also can't have a history of selling it at a lower price and call it a coupon. So this is a really good change for buyers. It's going to increase buyer sentiment. I think Amazon gets a lot of flack every time Prime Day comes around because you have all those bogus percentage deals. Honestly, though, anybody that's in lightning deals or is in the gold box or any sort of homepage or email that Amazon sends out, they're going to violate these rules all day long. And you're still going to see bogus Black Friday deals next year, et cetera. But this is going to prevent the Chinese and the non-vendor central accounts from being able to do this stuff. Overall, net benefit to the buyer. But at the end of the day, Amazon's still going to do whatever it wants on its own platform. So you as a seller are a loser here because it makes it harder to play with coupons and use them for conversion tactics and whatnot. So minimum, maximum discount issue. Update your sell price discount percentage to be between the minimum and the maximum to make this product eligible. So it has to be at least 5% off or no greater than 50. And we'll flag those errors. So those are the three errors. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to Amazon. I'm going to see if I can find an item on sale. So what I'll do is I'll just type in, I don't know, USB-C charger. I swear like all tech products are always on sale. All right, so we have a limited time deal. That's different than a coupon. Another limited time deal. And as we scroll down here, what we're going to be looking for is a coupon. And here we go. Here's one right there. So we got the Anker iPhone 15 charger port. I am a big fan of Anker products, ironically. And when we look at this coupon right there, we can see 15%. So it's currently $19, and we've got a coupon there for 15%. Now, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to look at the price history. So we've got, let's go to 90 days here. And you can see the price was lowered down to $14 in the past 19 days, three times, in fact. And you'll also notice the BSR goes down or improves every time they lower the price, which makes sense. More consumers are going to buy, higher conversion, BSR improves. So if you haven't messed with your pricing, you may want to do so. It's going to definitely be a good idea. In addition to that, as we look at this $19 price, under the new rules, this coupon would error out. So my question is are they going to grandfather in any coupon that was made before March 2nd or 12th? I don't know. Probably because they probably don't have the tech to disable these. But if you have coupons that just disappear on March 12th, it's going to be because of this, right? So again, just to make sure I'm abundantly clear on this, if you have an item selling in the last 90 days for less than the discount of the coupon is not going to display. So I don't know what that exact percentage is going from $19 down to $14, but I suspect this would be a great case example of the coupon not working. It's going to error out. So this is going to affect a lot of coupons. We're going to probably see less coupons on Amazon, which is a net benefit to sellers who use them because it'll make them more powerful. They're going to stick out more. You guys may also want to consider using limited time deals because they're going to stick out with the red box like that as well. More important than coupons, more important than limited time deals, though, is probably going to be those bestseller badges. I think those are the most powerful things that stick out in search and look the best. All right, so let me know what you guys think. I have other videos on how to set up coupons and go through some of that. You may want to click that here, as well as that Zule Kitchen pricing case study that was done that got them to number one bestseller in home goods. So check those out and consider hiring my Amazon guy at myamazonguy.com.